This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let's not forget, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does every day, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and airroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America, and on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. So that's all the different ways that you can follow us on the Internet and social media. And joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. How about it?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, breaking news coming out of North Korea. This is disturbing news this time. The other night, it was a couple of short-range missiles fired into the South China Sea. No harm, no foul. Tonight, it's two ballistic missiles, is my understanding, two ballistic missiles fired towards Japan?
That's right, Captain. Authorities in the United States, South Korea, and Japan, according to Reuters, a news service, they're reporting that North Korea has launched what they suspect to be two ballistic missiles into the sea near Japan. That would be on Thursday. And again, what's happening is I believe they're starting up the Olympic torch relay in Japan.
That's
and so
correct.
Forth. So this is just another example from North Korea, I believe, wanting to try to test the new administration. As you said, it comes on the heels of them launching the cruise missiles just a few days ago. So this is a very, very important development. It also coincides, too, Captain, with what we understand at this hour, that Taiwan is now starting to build, in using mass production, their own long-range missile system.
Yeah.
So this is also, I mean, all of this happening at one time means that the entire area could be a lot more volatile as we go forward here.
Well, yeah, and we're going to have to keep our eyes and ears wide open on this one because it could explode at any time. This is an extremely volatile section of the world. And, oh, by the way, and we're going to get to this in a little bit, the cargo ship, the container ship, one of the world's largest ships, that's blocking the Suez Canal.
Right.
This is all in conjunction with what's going on. Watch and see what happens to oil again today.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, it's not happening in a vacuum.
Yeah. Now, I will say that we need to understand, folks, that the Senate is once again taking up the gun violence debate. So keep your eyes and ears on that one. It's not going to be pretty. They're going to try to pull all the stops they can to have an assault weapons ban. And I heard a woman talking about these 100-round clips. She used the word, these 100-round clips that these people have. I haven't heard of a single shooting where that's been the case. Have you?
No. No, I haven't.
They may have had that amount of ammunition on them, but they didn't have magazines with that capacity. They had maybe 15-round capacity to magazines, which means they hadn't been altered any.
Well, exactly. Sometimes the details somehow get a little muddy with some politicians, yes.
All right. Now, CNN is finding themselves in a little bit of trouble again when one of their ex-CNN producers urged the network to stop Don Lemon's dangerous rhetoric and the tone that he continues to take.
Yeah, this, you know, it is quite interesting, you know, with Don Lemon, or as Tucker Carlson likes to refer to him, as Don Lemon. Don Lemon.
He does it for a reason.
Yeah, he does. But basically, I think what Don Lemon was talking about was, you know, people get to fearing that they are going to be somehow next in the next terrible mass shooting or this kind of thing, that the odds are going to run out. I'm just sort of just paraphrasing and encapsulating here. But yes, this ex-CNN producer believes that a lot of Don Lemon's rhetoric is kind of dangerous, as in his words.
Okay, folks, get ready. Here it comes. Joe Biden's first press conference today, 2 p.m.
Well, yeah, be there and be ready to see, how the president does. Of course, we can anticipate and think that some of these, if not all of the questions, are somehow going to be sort of, rehearsed in advance in the sense of what he's going to do.
All right, let me tell you what I know about this. The questions were asked for in advance. They were supposed to be in by the middle of the afternoon yesterday, and if you didn't have a question in, you didn't stand a chance of getting it asked or answered. And then Joe Biden saw the questions to begin with, so he gets to prepare his answer to begin with. So this is all staged, okay? Let's understand that. This is all staged, number one. Number two, I don't think this will last 30 minutes.
I think you're right. I think there is the obvious issues that are there. And also, Captain, this is something where they've got to get the president out there, have him answer a couple of questions so that they can declare victory in the press conference and say he went out and talked to everybody. But that's about it.
Yeah. And folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. But the reason I know about the questions is because I'm on the mailing list. I sent a question, but I'll guarantee you it doesn't get asked. I guarantee you. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. Folks, in the times that we're now living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100, put it right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you call them up and tell them the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service just for telling them I sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the Captain Matt Bruce sent you for that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand today when you get your windshield replaced. And Kyle Warren, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yes, they do.
That's right.
Yes, they do. All right. Well, you wanted to ask me something?
Yeah, just right as we were heading out to break, you mentioned that you were on the mailing list. You sent in a question regarding, for the presidential press conference, and I think everybody's dying to know what's the question you sent.
It was about his health. Mm-hmm. I said, Mr. President, as a retired firefighter paramedic, having ridden in the back of not only a rescue truck but an ambulance on not hundreds but thousands of occasions, I would like to know about your physical and mental condition. Whether or not you have been seeing someone, taking treatment, and how are you, have you been certified that you are able to serve the country? That's what I would have asked, something along those lines.
Wow, well, that's, number one, a very, very important question. And number two, unfortunately, I think they probably won't.
Never happened.
Yeah, that's right.
But somebody's got to ask the question.
Well, exactly. And the very fact that they would even see a question like that come in will show that there's something going on out in the, along the highways and byways of the country.
Well, we saw it again yesterday at this little brief meeting that he had with Kamala and some of the people that were in some sort of meeting in one of the meeting rooms in the White House. And at the end of the meeting, Joe was ready to take questions and whatnot, and he looked around with that deer in the headlights looking and went, "Oh, no, come on, everybody out of the room, time to go, reporters out, reporters out."
Exactly. And that's becoming so prevalent, you know, unless they thought, well, maybe just save it up for the news conference, but that would be a pretty bad excuse. But, no, they are protecting him, and they have to have the press conference in a very controlled environment, just like everything else where the president appears.
Well, I told you what they're going to do. These questions have already been handed in. He's already rehearsing the answers. The people that ask the questions will give it a chance to ask what they did, and they're not going to take any chances with Peter Ducey or somebody that they think might switch the question on him, because that could happen too, right?
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
And also I think for President Biden and his apparent condition, this is a very high stress. It's a very high stress sort of environment.
What did I tell you about? What did I tell you about advanced dementia and stress?
It makes it. It exacerbates it. Makes it worse.
That's right. It could cause total and complete mental collapse.
This is all so scary, you know. Because again, you know, whether or not people voted for Joe Biden or not, you know, you have. This is the United States of America. We've got people around the world, and foes, I should say, more specifically, that are hoping that something goes really, really wrong for the United States, and that's not good for any of us in the United States.
No, and something else that's not good is yesterday, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I believe she's out of South Carolina, blasted Nancy Pelosi for the hypocrisy coming from her trying to overturn the Iowa Republican Congresswoman's victory.
Oh, that's right. Well, exactly, because, again, this goes to the very heart of the matter of what the entire issue was with the presidential election. You know, the just the very phraseology, trying to overturn an election, you know, became this phraseology that you were some kind of revolutionary if you asked a question about how it all went together, which are, in many cases, legitimate questions. But this captain was the epitome of overturning an election simply because you didn't like the result.
Now, in Israel, we need to talk, because I've been watching the Israeli headlines over there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not get the 61 seats that he needed. His prospects for another term look uncertain, to say the least, after the results of Israel's fourth national election in 2 years. No clear path to victory is projected in terms of winning seats, so he has to find someone to give him those two seats to make an alliance. He's got so many days to do that. That's the way that works over there, right?
Yes, that's right. So they won, what, I think 59 seats. And so right now, and last night at this time, or yesterday morning at this time, the projected results with 80% in was that he would narrowly be able to form a government, but that has now eluded him. So what they'll try to do is they'll try to put something together and try to avoid, as Netanyahu is saying, he's vowing to avoid any other kind of another election in this, basically.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very, very short. You know,
yeah, and good morning to Steve in Thailand. He says in the chat room they probably wish the reporters out of the room because they saw Biden's meds were starting to fade and he might say something stupid.
Well, I think they're constantly on edge as to what he's going to say at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the CDC will not lift their conditional sailing order for the cruise ships that have all been parked since last year. And until November, it looks like that's when they'll start allowing not full ships, but partial cruise ships to once again set to the high seas.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And so, again, I know that the cruise companies want to get, you know, back to cruising and so forth. But again, I think all that is still it's sort of a wait and see. I mean, it's encouraging, but we don't know what the lay of the land might look like. Hopefully, the vaccinations are making a big difference. But if there's any kind of a variant issue, which we keep hearing about, and a lot of these different coronavirus stories, we keep hearing about the variant. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci talked about it the other day in their somewhat heated exchange. So that still remains to be seen.
Now, in a feel-good story, bald eagles, American bald eagles, have you seen any lately?
Well, I have seen them, but at some of these different wildlife parks and so forth. But I haven't seen one in the wild, unfortunately.
Well, they're all over down here in Florida in the wild. When you least expect it, you'll see an eagle sweep down and nail a fish in the water and head back to the tallest tree or wherever their nest happens to be. They are a protected species, obviously, not to be confused with the ospreys, which are almost as big as an eagle. But the bald eagles are alive and well around the country. Some 800,000 and growing, and that's a very good thing to see. At one time, the bald eagle was an endangered species.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, this is a real, as you said, a feel-good story, and it's a story that all Americans, I think, can really take some energy from, you know, to see those things flying and to see them be able to do what they do is just really breathtaking.
Yeah, and again, you'll see them swoop down and catch a fish that's almost as big as they are and take it up to the tallest tree and start sharing it with the little ones that are in the nest or start eating it themselves. They sometimes are up on these big, tall light poles around the interstate. You'll see them sitting up there.
Mm-hmm. And these eagles can build gigantic nests.
Sure they can.
Yeah, sometimes they'd be, 4 feet or something more or more across.
Well, they're a big bird. When they grow up to be big and strong, they are just that.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
And the last, when I was over at Burt's Harley-Davidson, Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson, they did have an eagle there that was, 20-some-odd years of age that had been in captivity because it had broken its wing and they couldn't get the wing fixed so it could fly. So they made it a sanctuary bird, and it was there for everybody to see, looking around at everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just a very regal bird.
Yep. But it's good to see because that is our history, our American history. And anybody that doesn't like an American eagle, too bad.
No,
that's all I can say. Too bad. Find another country. And by the way, 12 attorney generals are calling on Facebook and Twitter to halt the spread of the vaccine misinformation that's going around the internet. I heard something from some folks yesterday that the vaccine can kill you. People are dying from this. We're hearing about people dying here, there, and everywhere. I said, it's not as much as you think. Don't buy the lie.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, you do have people that want to try to take advantage of others and bend them to their own sort of viewpoint or cause or political thing. But we've got to get the vaccine out there and get people better and get them out and back to normal.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you would like to opine. So hold on. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is revising the data from its American COVID vaccine trial. The updated report revises its shot's efficacy in preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 76%. A release on Monday claimed the rate was 79%. The report does still say that its shot is 100% effective in protecting against severe cases of the disease. Several U.S. health officials had called the company's data into question, accusing AstraZeneca of cherry-picking data to make their shot appear more effective. And one of the world's busiest trade routes remains blocked after an enormous container ship ran aground on Tuesday. The Panama-flagged Ever Given is nearly a quarter of a mile long and weighs 200,000 tons. Officials believe the ship became wedged in the canal after losing control due to strong winds from a sandstorm. The blockage could have an effect on world shipping, as canal officials say it could take several days to restore the flow of traffic at the canal once the Ever Given is cleared. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Company. Remember, all you got to do is call 727-776-4552 to find out more, and here's more about them right now.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And I've got one of those patches right now in the middle of my left foot, right there, right about where my ankle is. And so far, knock on wood, been a week, almost 3 weeks now, and it's working. So there you go. Now, let's bring Kyle Warren back in. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. The Fed Chairman, Mr. Powell, sees a highly desirable gain behind the modest jobs view report. Well, I kind of think to myself out loud here that if you're not bringing down the jobs and just load them up the way you should be, and I don't see how we could be when we get into a couple of other business-related stories here, modest-related jobs, and you're happy? What's that all about?
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't know how we can interpret what we see happening before our very eyes as somehow you know, the road to where we need to be going. It just doesn't make any sense.
Hmm. All right. Now, I got to mention this other thing here. It's not really funny, but General Motors has cut more production in North America at their plants due to the global chip shortage. So now we're having people laid off, probably in mass, because General Motors is not doing what I understand Ford is doing. That's going ahead and building the vehicles without the chips. They can still run. They just run in a different fashion.
Well, that's right. Yeah. So that's going to be real interesting to see how that will play with even with consumers, you know. But you're right. They're trying to sort of forge ahead. Now, what had happened, of course, is you had the initial shutdowns during the pandemic last year, which affected some of the production, which they think they can try to make up. But this chip shortage is a real problem because the chips just aren't there. The chips have gone in many cases to other electronic equipment as people bought more computers and played more video games during the pandemic. So there's going to be a real delay here in getting back up for manufacturing these chips, and that will tell the tale for some of these car companies.
I can hear a mom or a dad right now going over to their kid and saying, excuse me, little Johnny, I have to take the computer chip out of your computer and put it in my car so I can drive to work.
Right. And more, these modern vehicles have so many different, you know, computer components to them now that, again, it'd be very interesting to see, you know, if, you know, people are spending tens of thousands of dollars, obviously, on new vehicles. But if it doesn't have perhaps the same capabilities, or maybe it does, it just depends on, you know, how they have to change around their production to be able to make the same vehicle.
Now, there still is no Biden appointee for the Customs and Border Protection Bureau, which is obviously where the border crisis is, and the person that would be in charge of that would be running the show as far as when it came to the CBP and what they do. I think they're having a problem trying to fill that position because, in my opinion, I don't think too many people are going to want that.
Are going to want it, exactly. And who knows? I mean, this is just speculation, but I don't know if Kamala Harris will have more input on that or something. But by appointing her, the czar of the border crisis, could be step one for something like that. But I think you're right. I think because it's such a losing thing. It's how can you possibly go down and try to fix this when A, the administration is not really going to be behind you on actually fixing it because they've put in place the parameters that made this happen.
Well, I have a suggestion for the president. He probably wouldn't take it, but I have a suggestion. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Chad Wolf, put Chad Wolf in charge.
Yep, possibly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, again, this is going to continue to morph into a major issue, and because it's not just about being in a border state like Texas or Arizona or, you know, New Mexico or even California, because when you have migrants coming into the United States based on the Biden policies, and then suddenly you've got a lot of people going to different parts of the country, bused or flown there, then that makes literally every state a border state completely, and it's gonna grow from there.
By the way, Judy just sent me something. I'm aware of this, Judy, but I'm going to mention it right now because I was going to wait about 2 minutes. But that huge fire we had in that nursing home in Suffern,
right.
The Spring Valley fire?
Yes.
We know that we lost two senior citizens there, correct?
Yes, very sad.
Well,
yes.
We also lost a firefighter. It was a volunteer firefighter. His name was Gerald Lloyd, 35 years of age. I don't know what he was doing by himself or if he was by himself, but when the roof collapsed, he might have been with the two people that they found trying to get some people out. Don't know the circumstances, so I'm not going to be critical with anybody, but he did pass in the fire. They located his body yesterday and identified him. So three people died in that fire. It could have been several hundred, but it wasn't, thank God, because of the brave actions of the firefighters from departments as far away as New York City and New Jersey.
Yes, and just a very, very sad story, a tragedy. Yeah,
so he will be missed, and the bell will toll for him for sure. Now, in Wisconsin, the Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly has authorized, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
An investigation into the 2020 elections held in the state of Wisconsin.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And, of course, Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden in Wisconsin by less than 21,000 votes.
Yeah.
And so this could be very revealing. It won't change anything.
It will not change the certified results at all, not one vote.
That's right. But it will give us perhaps a better window into the events, absolutely.
Yeah. And then finally, the Republican-controlled, Cuomo's impeachment probe in New York State?
Yes.
It could take months to complete, so says the New York State Judiciary Chairman of the state legislature.
And that's what Cuomo's counting on, to be honest. But here we go, Captain, with the other story that has been coming out about the reports that Governor Cuomo may have directed the New York health officials to prioritize COVID-19 testing for his own relatives.
Well, I have no problem with that. I would do that if I was the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. I understand that.
Yeah, but again, coupled together with everything else going on with Cuomo, it could also, be another brick in the wall, as it were.
Yeah. And here's something interesting. Newsmax and their website traffic has been soaring as other cable news networks are starting to drift into the sunset. And by the way, I might also add that the latest numbers that we've seen on our stats, not only from our website, but from our radio show, we made a joke the other night about MSNBC being in the toilet.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, they're not only in the toilet, they're under the toilet right now and getting worse. There are many nights where we have more listeners listening to us than they have viewers watching them in the middle of the day in prime time.
Wow, and that is a real, thanks to all the listeners out there.
That's right.
Is absolutely
all
amazing.
All over the world.
That's right, absolutely. And that's why, and they're helping, Captain, to literally, that's why we say the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, and that's because of the listeners.
Yeah, but the big thing is this program is all about we the people. It's not about I, me, or my, and I can't for the life of me tell you that MSNBC isn't about people like Joy Reid and some of those other clowns over there. I call her Joyless Reid.
Right.
Just like Hannity calls Joy Behar, Joyless Behar.
Yes, exactly.
We might as well throw Joyless Reid into the mix, too.
Well, sure. But you're absolutely right, Captain, if you don't mind me saying. You're right. It is about we the people. And that's, you're talking about American issues. It cuts through the noise. It really does.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's why Steve listens to us in Thailand and tells all his neighbors.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and Steve is in there this morning. Steve, we appreciate you being there for sure. And everybody else that's in the chat room has been conversing back and forth, as well as the messages I've been getting. And by the way, we're going to go back to the weather, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we still got that line of storms that's across Texas. It's moving slowly to the east, but be careful. And there's some flooding going on now in some areas. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, with her husband Don at the Double J Ranch, and they're just up the road a tad bit from our pals down there at Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there at everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And thank you for tuning in and listening to the program. Now, this portion of the program, a Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops all across the United States, the nation's largest truck stop chain. Pull in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and while you're there, become a member of the Drivers Club so you can get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, and then use them to save you money next time around. Alrighty, here we go with Delbert McClinton, number two.
Now here's Delbert McClinton.
Tell it.
standing on shaky ground. That was from Austin City Limits, Kyle, and I'm telling you, that got the whole crowd going.
Yes, I'll bet. Absolutely.
I'll tell you, that Delbert, he had it going. That's all I can say. He had it going.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, let's jump into the weather. We do have quite a bit of weather to talk about. If you are in Texas tonight, there are a number of tornado watches up, and there's some severe weather in Texas tonight. For God's sake, pay attention. Leave your weather radio on. Leave your television on if you don't have a weather radio. Leave your radio on if you don't have a weather radio, because you might get woke up in the middle of the night with a tornado near you. It's that type of night in Texas. Well, here we go. A week after a multi-day severe weather outbreak, another severe event appears likely across the southern U.S., especially Texas through Thursday. A moderate risk of severe thunderstorms is in effect for Thursday across parts of the south, to include Memphis, Birmingham, and Jackson, Mississippi metro areas. These thunderstorms will contain strong tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds. Please be careful. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we've got winter weather advisories up in the state of Washington, near Seattle, and down in the state of Oregon, near Portland, Salem, and Eugene. So be careful in those areas. Up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, coming across I-90, we've got rain reported in Coeur d'Alene, but also slush reported at 4th of July Pass. So if you're coming across I-90, be careful in those areas. That winter weather advisory stretches into Montana to Missoula and south of Missoula as well, so you want to be careful there. If you're coming across I-80 just outside of Reno, heading east towards Reno, you're going to run into the lake wind advisory, so you've got that to contend with. Major wind advisories all throughout Southern California. Hopefully that's going to go away by about later on Thursday, but we have blowing dust advisories, Captain, in the Southern California area, the Colorado Desert in Southern California, but also over into Arizona as you head into Phoenix, or if you're heading in the Tucson area, if you're coming across I-8 or I-10, you definitely are going to encounter this blowing dust. Wind advisory also in the Kingman area in Arizona tonight.
All righty. Well, let's go right to Texas, because we've got a big problem in Texas. First of all, down south, down in the southeastern corner of Texas, down along the Mexican border from Harlingen over towards Brownsville, you do have a fire weather watch there. Comes up about 40 or 50 miles off the border. And then we've got some patchy fog all the way back around over to Beaumont, Texas, right along the water. Then we do have some flooding along the shoreline across Louisiana into New Orleans. There's reports of some flooding going on there, small streams and whatnot. We still have some rain in Louisiana tonight that goes over into Mississippi. And we've got lots of rain now up in the northern part of Mississippi, the northern part of Georgia, southwestern corner of North Carolina, and also all of central Tennessee tonight, up through Nashville and on up towards Kentucky. So be advised of that, and that's going to create some problems. Again, this is a heavy rain coming down. Now, the tornado watch is basically from roughly Eagle Pass, Texas, and it goes just slightly to the left of San Antonio. A lot of the counties all up and down through there are inundated with severe weather watches and warnings right now, tornado watches. It also goes up I-30 towards Arkansas, where we'll notice in Arkansas we have a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings there near Hope, Arkansas, and then over to the east right along the Mississippi River. So some real bad weather there. And then finally, Kyle, we've got some high wind warnings in the central part of Indiana and about 100 miles off Lake Michigan and Lake Erie in Ohio, most of Ohio, and the western part of Pennsylvania, and a dense fog advisory right now for the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, to include the northeast extension of the PA Turnpike, I-76 going into Philly, the Jersey Turnpike up towards New York City, and I-81 running down the length of Virginia. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and let's talk to you tomorrow night, and let's have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. All righty, let me see here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. There you are. Gotcha. Can you hear me, Denise? All right, she hung up. So what's going on here? Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Nope, I don't hear you. Okay, try this one more time. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, are you there? All right, I could hear you saying something back to me, but you'll have to call me back and we'll go from there. All righty, well, let me just say that she'll call us back and we will go from there. But we're going to talk to her about North Korea and what it is that they're trying to do. There she is. Okay, good morning, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Hello.
All right, now I got you loud and clear. All right, what's going on with North Korea? They launched a couple of, it looks like, ballistic missiles towards Japan.
Hello.
I'm right here. I hear you loud and clear.
Now here on my side. North Korea launched known or submarine-based short-range missiles.
Mm-hmm.
They were launched from land, so mm-hmm. this is their put them on a submarine.
Hmm. So
Asian says, we're testing them, and
okay. So we think they were launched from a submarine.
Sure, they'll be asked that question. I just said.
All right, we think that it was a submarine that launched them. That's interesting. All right, well, hold on, because I'm having trouble trying to hear you there. You're fading in and out on me. I don't know why. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll get back to her in a minute. I'm fixing to come to the top of the hour break, so I guess what I'll do, since we were having so much fun jamming a minute ago, guess what? We're going to jam to the break here.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.